So I was just going to say something to bear in mind with the cardio. I kind of see it. We've got work that is kind of low to moderate, which is below your anaerobic threshold, the maximum output you can sustain without ever having to slow down. So when you're below that, it's kind of easy. When you're above it, it's hard. And it's like, it's borrowed time. I'll have to slow down at some stage. But back at your anaerobic threshold, that's like the maximum power output I can sustain without having to slow down.
Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance.
In the performance testing module, there's a Cooper run in there, which is basically a 12-minute run. Get as far as you can in 12 minutes. If you record your heart rate with the heart rate monitor while you're doing that, the average heart rate for that whole 12 minutes will be roughly your anaerobic threshold. And you'll know if you're wearing it during sparring, pad work or whatever, that what's my average heart rate? Was it at my anaerobic threshold? That was a moderate session because you haven't really pushed. And if it was above that, it's like that was a tough session. If it was below it, you know you was taking it easy. We've got methods that train the threshold. So we'll take your heart rate to your threshold and then we just... That doesn't genetically change too much. There's a little bit of wiggle room in that. That heart rate will move a little bit. But really, to all intents and purposes, what happens is when you do threshold training, you just increase the amount of power you can produce at that heart rate. So the heart rate doesn't shift too much. But as you get fitter, as we get your conditioning better, you'll just see, oh, I'm able to cover more distance at this heart rate now, or work at an operate at a higher speed or a higher watts on a assault bike or rowing machine or something like that for that same heart rate. It won't move too much, but you'll just see, okay, I can actually output more work. And if you think of that in terms of your opponent, it's like most of the fight, you're going to be operating at your anaerobic threshold. It'll be the maximum rate you can sustain without going into deep water. And if your conditioning is such that your anaerobic threshold is higher than your opponent's and you push the pace relentlessly at that, if they try and match you, they're going into that red zone. They're going beyond their anaerobic threshold. Now they're in borrowed time, in deep water, and you're at a rate, I've still got room to push even higher here. So you can use that sort of strategically in the fight. So it's really useful to be training that, not just to develop it, but also to feel where that is for you. So you know, okay, this is the pace. This is the pace I should be using for my fight. And I've either got way more gears beyond this, or I've got to be careful, because if I push too much harder beyond this, I'm either going to have to stop him or I'm going to be finding it hard to even defend myself because I'm starting to get too tired. And it's just being aware of what that is.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit Heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.